RNZ Pacific, hello Olgeta, I'm Wara Tuile Epitaila with the news. It is likely the design of new literacy and numeracy tests in New Zealand is unfair on Māori and Pacific teenagers. An independent evaluation says the online tests could be harder for students who don't use computers often. RNZ's education correspondent John Gerritsen has more.
The report says the difficulty level of NCEA tests trialled over the past 2 years appears about right. But it says it is likely the test's design and digital nature are disadvantaging Māori and Pacific students and those from low-decile schools. It says the tests must be clear for all students to understand and they should be able to use spell-checking software and calculators. The Education Ministry raised similar concerns in a letter to the Qualifications Authority last year. The tests become a compulsory part of NCEA next year.
Meanwhile, New Zealand teachers say trial NCEA literacy and numeracy tests have been challenging for schools in Niue and the Cook Islands. The two countries use the New Zealand qualifications, and between 120 and 180 students sat the trial tests in September. Only 19 passed the numeracy test, 21% reading and 27% writing. An independent report says people had been positive about the trial, but teachers said it had taken a heavy toll on staff and students. The report says the schools struggled with Wi-Fi connectivity, access to computers, and students' lack of computer skills. It says most of the students learn English as a second language, and many were not familiar with the context used and some of the questions. Amnesty International's Director of Climate, Economic and Social Justice says the UN General Assembly climate decision is a landmark moment. The resolution requests that the International Court of Justice provide an authoritative opinion on states' obligations and responsibilities surrounding climate change. Marta Vashev, Amnesty International's Director of Climate, Economic and Social Justice, says it's likely to provide clarity on how existing international law, especially human rights and environmental legislation, can be applied to strengthen action on climate change. An environmental group filed a lawsuit this week accusing the US government of failing to protect 12 endangered coral species across the Caribbean and the Pacific Ocean. The Arizona-based Center for Biological Diversity says the corals have been decimated by warming waters, pollution and overfishing. It's filed the lawsuit against the National Marine Fisheries Service more than 2 years after the agency proposed to protect more than 6,000 square miles worth of coral habitat. The Jamaica Gleaner news site reports the habitat designation would include 230 square miles around islands including Guam and American Samoa in the Pacific. Such designation could improve water quality in the coastal zone, limit excessive fishing and protect spawning grounds, according to the environmental group. A spokeswoman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries said the agency does not comment on litigation. The New Zealand Corrections Department says it could still be months until in-person visits resume at some prisons. More than 2,000 incarcerated people at Waikato's Spring Hill, Auckland's Mount Eden and Wellington's Remutaka prisons are still unable to have visitors, more than a year after the last lockdown, COVID lockdown. Corrections National Commissioner Lee Marsh says that reinstating visits has been a priority, but the organisation has had to manage COVID precautions and staff shortages.
I'm reasonably confident to say that in those sites, we're looking coming weeks to coming months to get those things running. I think Spring Hill, we're likely to see visits in some form reactivated in the coming weeks. and at Rimitaka and Mount Eaton probably the coming months.
Lee Marsh says the department is short of about 450 prison officers from a full cohort of about 4,000. Māori housing advocates say Cyclone Gabrielle highlighted stark disparities between Māori and non-Māori communities. The National Māori Housing Conference in Rotorua scrutinised the impact of disasters on housing inequality. Ashley McCall reports.
National Māori Housing Advocate Te Mata Pihi's General Manager Wayne Knox delivered a clear message to the government. He says, give us the resources and get out of the way. He also emphasised how richer communities were the first to be helped after the cyclone before those living in rural areas. Lawyer and activist Annette Sykes told the conference that some Te Arawa trying to come home to Rotorua during the height of pandemic were forced into emergency accommodation motels. And Housing Minister Megan Woods said the housing crisis can't be solved without a partnership between Māori and the Crown.
In world news, the Vatican says Pope Francis had a calm night in hospital after being admitted for a respiratory infection. The 86-year-old has tested negative for COVID-19. Giles Gibson has more from Rome.
The big question is whether the Pope will be able to take part in a Palm Sunday service this weekend, as well as the build-up to Easter next week. Italian media reports say nurses are optimistic he will be out of hospital by Sunday. The Vatican has simply said he will remain there for a few days. The Pope appeared in public on Wednesday, just hours before he was admitted to hospital, taking part in his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square.
The President of the European Commission says Europe needs to be bolder on China, which she says is positioning itself at the centre of global geopolitics. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reports.
Ursula von der Leyen is heading to China next week, accompanied by President Macron of France. This speech set out the EU's stall regarding what Ms. von der Leyen called the intricate relationship that binds the two powers, one she acknowledged had become more difficult recently. China, she said, was a partner on issues such as climate change and the bulk of trade, but also an increasingly assertive strategic rival. Her message was not to disengage, but to be clear-eyed about challenges and mitigate them with diplomacy and laws.
In sport, England rugby league coach Sean Wayne says their proposed end-of-year test series against Tonga is not confirmed yet, but will more than likely happen. The rugby league football is believed to be in advanced talks to bring Christian Wolf's Tonga side to England later in the year. Wayne says, as far as he is aware, it is not set in stone yet, but it more than likely will be happening at the end of the season, and he's looking forward to it. Parramatta Eels coach Brad Arthur has praised his team's effort despite the fact that last night's game ended in defeat. The Eels were beaten 28-20 by the Roosters in Sydney and had two sin binnings. It is the Eels' fourth loss in the opening five games of the season. Coach Brad Arthur says he was pleased with the effort.
Very happy with the effort and the fight in the team. We've had it for the five games. I know it doesn't look great, one win from the five games, but our effort and attitude towards our footy's been really good. Some really costly periods there where we had to do a lot of defence, obviously with 12 men for 20 minutes. It was costly, and then in the second half a big block of trial on defence, yeah, hurt us.
Round 5 continues tonight with the Raiders playing the Panthers and the Rabbitohs facing the Storm. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, you can go to our website, rnzi.com.